We still don't have a theme song. It's Stage Bro. Do you think we should just honestly just do a new intro every single time we start recording?
At least until we officially get an intro.
And we're still waiting on it, but if anybody else has an intro, feel free to send yours in. Hi, welcome to the Danger Bros.
Danger Bros!
Woo. I'm Grant Peter Rabbit Ramos. Mm-hmm. Say that 5,000 times fast. As always, is my co-host, Tony the Shield DeSangelis.
Yes, and Michael Chiklis.
Yes! Really? On a comic book podcast, you went for The Shield with Michael Chiklis.
We talk about TV shows.
We could have gone with actual Shield, we could have gone with Captain America, but no, okay, you know, he was the thing.
That's why I did that. Also, so, it just reminds me of that joke from Family Guy where he's like, he looks like a penis and he's on The Shield.
He does kind of look like a penis.
Right? I don't know. It just was funny.
Tony the Stone Penis DeSangelis.
Yeah.
The Clamps.
All your weekly news, newsy news, and all the new news with some old news on top of that.
Old news.
Most of the comic book shit did all... Oh, we were trying to do a clean episode, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, we're trying.
Okay, we'll try.
Comic book stuff.
Nope, no promises whatsoever. We'll start off with comic book movie news, as always. Very strange, considering that's usually what takes up like the bulk of the podcast.
It's really easy to talk about comic book movie news.
Probably because that's probably our favorite thing on Earth.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Subconsciously and on a conscious level, we go out of our way to see comic book movies. Although, the past two times I went to the movies, neither of them were comic book movies.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're slipping.
When did I watch the movie? I watched Trainwreck.
Just saw Trainwreck yesterday.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. I wish I could say that's the first time I saw John Cena's ass. It was not.
I'm going to start reading more comics, though. Oh, yeah. You just reminded me, actually. I screenshotted a picture, and I was going to send it to you, and I forgot. But it was... I didn't know if you had watched Trainwreck already, and I wanted to screenshot the part where John Cena shows himself, and he's just got the sock
hanging over his penis.
I was going to send that to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
So now you know.
Thank you for thinking of me.
You're welcome.
Mark Ruffalo went on record saying that the Hulk will not be in Captain America Civil War. He said, because he was on set, and a lot of people thought, oh, maybe the Hulk's going to show up. Won't that be neat? He's dispelled the rumors because he's saying, creatively speaking, within the DC or the Marvel universe, they don't really know where the Hulk is. In the cinematic universe, I should say.
What if it's like all just a lie? Like, I don't know. I mean, I get that.
We go in and it's all Hulk.
Yeah, it's all Hulk. The whole movie's a Hulk. They just wanted to distract us.
Tony, I don't like you. Yeah. Captain America, I don't like you either. Hulk!
Oh, God! Yeah, that'd be great.
I wouldn't even be bad.
Yeah.
I would not even be bad.
I would see more Mark Ruffalo. I like him.
Oh, did you get the picture I sent you? Of Hawkeye?
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw that.
Was I right?
Yeah.
Did he not look like Tony Stark in Iron Man 2?
Kind of, yeah, he did. I mean, he's got the one arm gone, though. Like,
yeah, that's
Winter
it. That's,
Soldier
like,
style.
That's the only defining... Well, because if you're an archer, you have to have one
arm.
Yeah,
you got
an archer. That's a rule.
You know how many pounds his bow rating is? It's like over 200 pounds of pressure. Like, when he pulls to shoot it, like
his actual bow.
Yeah, so he can actually. He's really strong.
I know he went under a lot of training with that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Obviously. I really hope.
Have you tried to shoot an arrow? It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, it's freaking
hard.
My
fingers usually hurt a lot, and I'm not a fan. I really hope everybody else had to go through like similar weapons training. Like,
yeah, I feel like
Captain America. What's his face? Chris Evans.
Yeah,
he just went through like ultimate frisbee training for like
just throwing his hand. Oh no, that's Chris Evans. I'm thinking of Thor.
Chris Hemsworth, I want to see that too.
Spider-Man has to practice his, like, you know, power...
His gauntlets.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and Civil War, Tony Stark is going to help Spider-Man build his web shooters.
Okay.
Eh?
Only reason I say eh is because Spider-Man usually makes them himself. Spider-Man has always made him himself. Don't even...
Except for, like, that really, really dark period in the early 2000s where he... turned into a spider and then gave birth to himself and he already had
weird,
web
but
in his. But we won't go there.
Dude, in the Civil War series, Tony does make stuff for him. Anyway,
the Scarlet.
Is there a Scarlet Spider?
No. They're not going to do it in this movie.
Okay.
At least, which, you know, not my hill to die on.
At least.
I could care less, but I think that's how they're going to. They're going to be science bros.
Yay.
You know, the Hulk.
It's going to be like Tony and then...
And
Bruce
Banner.
He's going to go, yeah. Because he was a teenager.
He's going to be like, my science bro is gone.
Like, oh, what if
Yeah.
What if
yes.
Peter Parker
yeah.
is like a student You know, not a student, like intern at Stark, whatever, Stark Labs or some shit. Ah, dang it. Stark Industries.
We need to start a swear jar.
Yeah, or like a ding whenever it happens.
Okay.
Ding.
You keep talking. I'm going to look around for something to ding. I know I have a bell here somewhere.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later.
Fix it in post.
Yes. Do it live.
We'll whack axes.
But, anyway, so yeah. It'd be cool if he was that, right? Like, he just started out as an intern.
I just got my axe down from the wall. Okay. So Tony swore, so...
Oh, God, that was loud.
Oh, God, that was terrible. Beautiful. I didn't expect
do
it to far, be...
Do it further away.
Further away from
that
the
That was
mic.
A good sound, though.
Yeah.
It was like the sound of death.
You gotta whack the axe if you swear.
Mm, damn.
Whack the axe if you swear. I'm sorry, I was so...
Does damn count as a swear?
No.
Okay.
Because beavers make them.
Okay.
And mate for life. That's... And if you think that mating for life is a swear, then you're wrong.
Let's move on.
They reported there's going to be a junkyard scene in the new Deadpool movie.
Okay.
The only real reason I wrote this down in my notes is because you can tell that everyone just really wants to see this movie because they will report on anything. Batman v Superman, there's like, Batman's going to be in a junkyard. Everyone be like, that seems like a pretty Batman thing to do, but... People just want any news about Deadpool. They're like, oh my god, there's a junkyard, and this guy's fighting A.C. Slater, and
That's because you know, like, it's Deadpool. Like, the way the character is made now, you know there's going to be some crazy hijinks in the junkyard.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah. I really hope this movie's going to be good, or at least entertaining.
If it falls flat, I will be so sad.
Yeah, I will be too.
Like, I can think of, like, a lot of comic book movies I went in with high expectations and was just like... Wow, that was awful.
Yeah,
I'm really upset. This one, I think I might be legitimately crushed.
Yeah, you reminded me of something I wanted to say and I forgot it. Oh yeah, so I feel like this movie is just gonna cater to like there's, you know, like when it comes to Deadpool, there's the people that love Deadpool ridiculously,
yeah,
the people that hate him for what he's become.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, hated that, like, he's become this fourth wall.
I mean,
you and I
are the types who are like, when he first started getting popular, we're like, how can we get a Deadpool shirt?
I guess we'll
have to order it off this South Korean website and a triple thousand XL because everything's smaller over there. And now
Why is it so hard?
Now you walk in Walmart, just like, Deadpool everything. Yeah. Like, I was here for...
We're Deadpool hipsters. It's fine.
I don't subscribe to that. I'm more than happy that he's getting a lot of notoriety.
No, that's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I think that, like, this movie's gonna be good for him. I think that people should be excited. And I'm kind of glad that people are reporting on little things like this for the movie, you know?
Give me more of him. Just completely satiate me with Deadpool.
Yeah.
That sounded wrong. Not putting it in the swear jar.
I want to be in a pool of dead.
Dead, yes. Yeah. A whole pool. Speaking of red superheroes, you like that segue?
Yes.
Segue right there.
I like it.
Hellboy. Ron Perlman was talking about Hellboy 3. He said that they did intend to have it be a trilogy. And he
makes sense.
He feels like, you know, kind of empty that they only did the first two thirds. He's understandably no rush to get under the Hellboy makeup again. I think it took like 7 hours to put him in that.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, just 7 hours. He takes a nap.
Did it take him a longer time the first time, and then they cut the time down or something like that?
I want to say yes.
I feel like. What if they like now they know how to do it, and then they just takes them only 3 hours? Would you do it if it was only 3 hours long?
Yeah. Hellboy, like
to look like Hellboy.
If somebody came up to me and was like, "We're gonna put on Hellboy makeup on you 3 hours," I'd be like, "Sure." I'd be like, "Okay, but now you have to wear the Hellboy makeup every single day for 3 months." I'm like, "Cool, I'm gonna be in the movie." No, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a monkey paw situation. I'd be like, "No, I don't want to do that." But if I'm gonna be in Hellboy and you're gonna pay me to
maybe,
do it, yeah, I'll do
maybe
it.
Maybe put like a tracking suit on him now and then you just color him red.
Yeah, don't worry about it. All ping pong balls.
Yeah.
All ping pong balls. Moving over to the DC side, Jason Momoa, a.k.a. Khal Drogo, Game of Thrones.
My main man.
The man I aspire to be. Yeah, man. He's on Team Aquaman, hardcore. He is playing Aquaman.
Yes.
He's going to make a brief appearance in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. But he's also going to have a solo movie. And he's going like, you know, Aquaman ain't no joke, which I've been saying for years. Because Aquaman can summon sharks.
Yeah, man. I watched Flashpoint. It was cool.
Yeah, right? I read Flashpoint. I liked it a little bit better. He looked creepy in the cartoon. But yeah, he was just saying...
I actually had to read Flashpoint.
Well, like a lot of people were like, hey, you know, he's Aquaman. He's a guy I know. Talks to fish. But apparently...
I like to imagine he did that when he was like, yeah, I know. Talks to fish.
My accent is atrocious.
I think he's American, isn't he?
I think he's Hawaiian.
Well, whatever.
Samoan.
That's close enough.
Is he The Rock?
He's The Rock.
He's actually...
He's one half of The Rock.
He's The Rock in a wig.
Yeah.
He's The Rock in a wig.
By the way, I just want to add on to the Dawn of Justice thing. You saw Trainwreck, so you know that intern in Trainwreck is the Flash?
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Yeah, right?
Didn't he just rub you the wrong way?
I mean, he was funny near the end.
I've had interns like that, too, and to be fair, when she's like, you don't get to talk to me for the rest of the day, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much the feeling. I've been there. Wonder Woman. They've announced very small news. They're going to be shooting in Italy, which, you know, works. Ooh. The mascara,
makes sense.
That mascara is
probably
going to
see the Pantheon or some shit. Yeah, stuff in the background.
That's in Italy, right? Greece.
It's in one of those two.
Rome, because everything's Roman style.
It's all in that general vicinity.
Needless to say, you'll probably see an ocean.
Yes.
And some pillars,
probably.
And some leafy greens growing on those pillars.
And a Cerberus. I'm calling it now.
I want to see.
There's gonna be a Cerberus.
Take my money. I want to see Cerberus. They're filming under the name Nightingale, which kind of really ruins the point of filming in secret if you're going to tell everybody.
Maybe it's a double Inception, and they're saying it's Nightingale, but it's actually Blue Harvest.
Blue Harvest. See, you can't really do Blue Harvest anymore because now everybody has a camera.
One day they're going to make a Blue Harvest. And it's going to be an actual
film.
That's
what we'll do. We'll name our documentary Blue Harvest, and everyone will go see it, expecting a Star Wars leak, and be sadly disappointed.
It's just people harvesting blue stuff.
Blues come in.
The literal blue.
I got turquoise. I got seafoam. I don't know why they're English in this film, but because
they're from Liverpool.
Cerulean. I don't know. Enough blue.
Off topic.
Do you remember last week when I said that Michael Shannon got trapped in a bathroom?
Yes.
Because he said that he had little flippers.
Yeah. He's gonna be a flipper from Echo.
Yeah. Echo the Dolphin. I would actually watch that now that you mentioned it. Just instead like of being I'm Michael Shannon. he's backtracking. He's saying aha, I got all of you. I was joking and nobody
just
got
it. Everybody,
nobody got the joke.
But I have hands.
I'm Michael Shannon. I wasn't wearing flippers. And the weird thing is though, it's just like his making up for it was clearly the more fake of the two interviews. I would love for him to just come out and be like, I'm not playing Doomsday. What are you talking about?
That's he's an actor.
I slightly believe that a little bit more. I mean, the entire movie is shrouded in mystery, but lo and behold, we have the great prophet, Jesse Eisenberg, who says, and I quote, "It isn't going to be a cartoonish superhero movie."
You guys say it like he does, though. Isn't going to be a cartoonish movie? The fast...
He does talk
fast. Really...
And we talk quickly.
Yeah.
We do, but we have to pause to breathe. He is external lung. No, he does talk very quickly.
He talks very fast.
And in a sense where it just... He talks fast enough to make you feel dumb, but I'm pretty sure if you break everything down, you're just like, well, in this case, well, duh.
Yeah.
Okay, and I almost said no. Yeah.
Yeah.
No swearing.
No Mr. Poopy Face.
Yeah.
Or Poopy Butthole, excuse me.
Oh, rest in peace, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
He's still alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Was there an episode last night?
No, it was at the end credits of that episode. He goes through physical therapy.
Okay, I gotta go back and watch
it. It's like one of those after credits. You know the show always has after credits?
That was actually, cool. No, because I don't
wait
that long.
You need to wait.
I don't wait that long.
You've been missing out on a bunch of cool things.
But yeah, Jesse Eisenberg says it's not going to be a cartoonish movie, to which we all say, well, no duh, Batfleck is brooding in literally every single frame that they've released. He has every single frame of Batman or Bruce Wayne. There's no smiles.
Yeah, this isn't news to us.
Even when he's talking to Wonder Woman, the most beautiful woman on the planet, he's just like,
Superman. You will bleed.
Do you bleed?
Yeah, you will.
Doesn't he kind of sound like the Arrow modulator?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's better than the Batman voice.
Maybe I should talk like this. I'm trying not to blow up the microphone right now. Suicide Squad, the only news coming from that was the Batman stunt double and the Joker stunt double were seen on set doing the Lamborghini shots again.
Yay.
So maybe they messed something up. The only thing from note to take away from that is Jared Leto's stunt double is a little husky.
Yeah,
we're not over.
Represent.
We're not overweight. We're husky individuals.
What if he's just normal and Jared Leto is just Jared Leto looks ridiculous.
I think
skinny.
Jared Leto just can't gain any weight,
and
so
the guy's just normal. He's just
he is just normal, just compared to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board. You see, I had hopes for a second. I'm like, I'm a husky individual. Now that I know this, I could probably be somebody's stunt double too.
I feel like I just dashed both our dreams.
You
Why did I do that?
Why
I want
would you
I
do
want
that?
To say instead that Jared Leto. I mean, not Jared Leto. Okay, we're just putting on record. The stunt double is husky, just like us.
Yeah, husky pride. Husky pride. Do you remember last week also we talked about the Assassin's Creed outfit?
I do. I was like, how the hell is my... that's not a bad word, is it? God, I'm going to question myself every time
it's in,
now.
It's in...
it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
How the hell is Michael Fassbender...
Which I don't think he's the purpose of...
Anyways, I remember asking, how the hell is Michael Fassbender going to be Ezio? Because that's just weird.
Yeah, because he's like Welsh or something.
He's, I don't know.
And Ezio is Italian or Spanish or something. Yeah, turns out he is not going to be Ezio. He's not going to be any of the characters.
All right. You got my attention?
He's going to be Callum Lynch.
Ooh.
Which is a new character.
Okay.
They made him up for the movie. The movie is going to tie into the video game.
I like that.
And it's reportedly going to be... You know, he's in the present day. He uses the Animus, just like the games, to go back and learn these skills.
Yes, memories.
That his grandfather's father's father, grandfather's...
Ooh, okay, how far back? That makes me wonder. Grandfather's father's father?
I'm going to say great to the power of six father.
So six generations ago. That's what, like, time that's by six?
You know, I watch a lot of documentaries.
360 years?
So I'm going to say when they were still emptying feces in the streets in Europe. Right.
So, like, about 1700.
Yes.
1700. 16 to 1700 Europe.
I mean, I'll believe you.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
That's our goal. That's our call. That's my call.
And, you know, I took a look at the picture again of his costume. Still underwhelmed. Everyone's like, wow, he looks really good in time period. And, like, that's a cosplay.
You know, it's weird how, like, those cloaks always seem to look, quote-unquote, good in their time period, but they all kind of look the same, don't they?
Stand out.
Yeah.
Yes, stand out. And, you know, like his wrist blades are big and bulky. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it probably opening night, but I'm a little skeptic.
I want to see it, because video game movies.
Video, very much so. Did we talk about the Rocks movie?
No. We need to talk about
The
that
Rock because... is doing a Jungle Cruise
themed
movie. If you've never been to Disney World, there is a ride called the Jungle Cruise where you're in a boat. And you go down some trepidatious rapids.
Trepidatious.
There are some animal sightings, some dangerous, some not. There's a hippo that farts, I believe. So expect a lot of farting. And they're going to make a movie of it, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which, I'll see, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
They're setting it in the 1920s, and we were going over this, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, because he's half black, and he's Samoan, so might there be, so he's like...
Racism.
Yeah. And then Tony goes, I don't know, they're in Africa, and I'm like, oh my, I'm such like a dumb, like, American, where I'm like... Yeah, it's probably going to take place in the ride in Disney World. That's the only place to go.
Yeah, where would they have
the
jungle?
That's the only place to go in a Jungle Cruise. Not an actual jungle with actual people.
The Amazon and or African jungles. I don't know which one works.
That's egg on my face.
You know what I'm hoping for, though?
What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping that they translate the... Okay, assuming The Rock is going to be the boat operator and not the
tourist, assuming,
right?
Yeah.
So I just want him to tell jokes throughout the tour, so just like in,
like
in
really
the actual
bad
ride,
jokes.
Yeah, like really bad jokes, and like you can just tell that these are stand-up comedians. You know, this is their day job, and this is how they practice their jokes to everyone.
I'm entirely okay with that. Just like, whoa, did you see the size of that snake?
Yeah.
That's what my girlfriend said. Ha 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 ha.
Sometimes they're really funny though. I've been on one Jungle Cruise where the guy got me a few times.
Once every 10 people, you get like a really good. Who's been there for like a good few months?
Yeah,
and
it's
like, I'm over this, and let's have fun. Let's have some fun with this. James Bond news. They released a new poster. I think it was a poster. James Bond in the
poster
white...
is a picture.
Yeah, in the white tuxedo with the gun and the girl, and there's a very Day of the Dead looking skeleton behind him.
Maybe we're going to Mexico.
Dia de la Muerta. He is going to be dressed by Tom Ford again. Tom Ford is a fashion designer who also did all of his outfits for Quantum of Solace, that movie that everybody saw.
He's a suit maker.
People saw that movie, right?
I saw it,
Which one was Quantum of Solace?
That was the one with, not Javier Bardem. That was Skyfall.
Okay, there's...
Quantum of Solace was the second one.
No, wait, where is it?
The second of the...
Okay, so Casino Royale was the one...
Quantum of Solace. Then the other one, and then the other one.
Who was the bad guy in Quantum of Solace?
Oh my god, why you put me on a spot like this?
Because I didn't see it, because I didn't think it looked good.
It was, it's been too long.
Okay. You know, the famous Belgian actor, it's been too long.
Been too long. Might have been a black guy.
I think he went to Africa.
I'm not sure if it was Casino Royale. He did the like really cool opening chase, or was that Casino Royale? Where he did the parkour stuff. Oh, maybe that wasn't Quantum.
Speaking of that black
Quantum
guy
wasn't that great.
And James Bond, the writer for James Bond, I want to say the novelization, said Idris Elba was two streets.
Ain't that some poop?
That is some poop. That's some poop right there. A lot of people took this to be a derogatory comment on race, but the author actually, in the same interview, went on to say, I would cast an actor whose name I can't remember, and I didn't bother to look up, but he is also I can't even say African-American actor, because he's British.
He's British.
He's a British
African-British
dude.
African-British actor.
Yeah, African-British. Brit. Anyway, he's in a bunch of BBC shows, and so he wanted to make it poignant that, you know, it's not a race thing. He just thinks that Idris Elba is, quote, to street, which I take as he saw The Wire and nothing
else. I feel like that's what it is.
He just didn't see how charming Idris Elba could be.
He didn't see him in any of the other movies where he wears suits and talks in his British accent.
Or he never saw the Sesame Street Idris Elba, which is a shame if you haven't seen it.
Maybe he should watch Luther. Is Luther, is he too street in Luther?
I think he was more smarmy.
It's not that bad.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see why not.
Although, what's his face? Daniel Craig said this might be his last James Bond.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, yeah.
It's fine.
Hugh Jackman said he would do it.
Yeah.
If they offered it.
I've reached a point where I'm like, all right, I could. You know what? Danny Craig, you want to leave? That's fine. I won't hate it.
It was cool when it started out because it's like, look, he's blonde.
Yeah.
And he's rough.
Yep.
He's rougher than the other ones.
He's a rough guy.
He doesn't use invisible cars. No. Alright. Are you a big Bond fan?
I like Bond. I like James Bond. I've watched a bunch of the old ones.
I like the old ones better than any of the new ones, which is sad.
I like the new ones for different reasons. I like the new ones because Daniel Craig is a good actor, in my opinion, and better than some of the older Bonds, obviously.
Your Bond? Who's like...
The Bond I go to is probably Daniel Craig right now, just because I've watched those movies recently. I'm not a big enough Bond fan where I'll like be like, hey, let's binge watch every single Bond movie.
Yeah, no. But I like Pierce Brosnan.
I can see that too. That was actually a guy jumping
in. He was charming, but he could be rugged if he didn't shave for a few days.
The guy did Moonraker. Which one is that? Roger Moore?
I want to say Roger Moore.
If it's Roger Moore, that one was fun. Dr. No and GoldenEye.
That was Sean Connery because he came back.
That was Sean Connery, yeah. Sean Connery's always great.
Sean Connery.
I feel like that's probably the epitome of Bond. But there was a lot of, like, weird, you know, sexist things in the 60s.
There was. And, you know, considering, like, Sean Connery's been like, it's okay to hit a woman.
Yeah.
As long as you use the back of your hand. Then which went, like, the entire... Did you see that interview? Oh, I think it was, like, Oprah or something like that. And the entire audience is just like, oh, no.
Oh, Sean.
You don't... No, no, not anymore. Did you ever watch the Bourne movies?
Yeah. All three. Except for the fourth. I didn't watch the fourth one.
I saw some of them. I saw him beat somebody up with a magazine. And that's good enough for me.
Bourne fighting is awesome.
I couldn't figure out what was going on because the camera kept cutting.
Exactly.
That's
the way it should be.
Okay, fair enough. Vincent Castle says he's going to be the new Bourne villain. If you don't know who he is, think back to Ocean's 12.
Hmm.
He was the French guy.
Yes, those five of you that have seen that Ocean's 12.
I saw it before I saw Ocean's 11, and I was a little lost. I'm not going to lie. But I was also like 14.
You know what the best part is? You can watch Ocean's 13 and not have to watch Ocean's 12.
Okay, then I'll watch that later.
And you should watch Ocean's 13 if you haven't.
Is it the better?
It's better than Ocean's 12. Not as good as Ocean's 11, but they go back to Vegas, and that's the most important part.
Ooh, Vegas.
I love Vegas.
Once again, Vincent Castle, he froze from Ocean 12. He beat them by breakdancing.
Yep.
He put some dance music on, and he danced past those lasers.
There was a lot of that stuff in that movie.
There was a lot of random stuff.
My favorite was, how are we going to get up there? And then they look at Julia Roberts and be like, she looks like
Julia Roberts. It was Julia Roberts playing a character playing Julia Roberts.
Oh, God.
I
mean, it was funny, but it was terrible.
No, it wasn't. It was just terrible.
It's funny in that terrible way.
there's a new Steve Jobs movie coming out. You were telling me about this. I don't know much. I'm gonna defer to you.
There's not too much I know, except that it's by Aaron Sorkin, the guy who did the Social Network.
Okay.
I do know that Aaron Sorkin...
He does do the social media from time to time.
I actually read that he, as a director, says that everyone should be doing more technology-based movies, because he feels like the people in the tech industry are like the pioneers, the new pioneers of leadership and money and power, like... Because all they care about is making the world, quote-unquote, like a better place.
With all their electric sheep.
And so, anyways, apparently, like, Steve Jobs, this Steve Jobs movie is going to be really good. The guy who plays Steve Jobs is much better than Ashton Kutcher.
And a lot of people, like, gave Ashton Kutcher high praise.
Yeah.
And you know, so, he, like, went into, like, a diabetic coma or something, Pike?
Wow.
Because he tried to do the whole I'm only going to eat fruit thing, which is super bad for you. Like, really bad for you.
What else? What else was it? Steve Wozniak actually went on record to say, like, he thought he was watching Steve, like, an actual his actual friend Steve Jobs, you know?
That's creepy.
It's creepy, it's weird. A little creepy. Probably made him sad, you know?
If I saw your, like, biopic and the guy looked a lot like you, I'd be like, this isn't right, because now I just want to go be like, hey, actor, want to do a podcast?
Yeah. But, it's gotten a lot of awards in its indie run, like, going around the film festivals.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
I probably won't. Not gonna lie. It seems like a good movie. I just probably won't go out of my way.
I like tech stuff. Okay. I might not watch it in movies, but I'll watch it definitely when it comes out on video.
I'll watch it with you. Let me know. Right. I'll come over.
All right.
And I'll just be like, all right, let's get this down. And we'll eat fruits.
What we need.
We'll eat apple products. We'll eat
lots of apples. What we need, actually, is some sort of free tickets to movies, huh?
All right. That reminds me, we have a mailbag later. Let me forget. We got emails.
Yay.
From last week. Downer news. Let's get it out of the way now. Wes Craven. He done kicked the bucket.
R.I.P.
Which it's sad because he really had a stranglehold on not only like the late 80s with the Freddy Krueger.
He hit it big.
He really did. And then he could have rode that out.
He did a few other ones, though.
He did Scream.
Yeah. He did Scream, yeah.
He made the franchise of the 90s, like the horror franchise of the 90s.
He knew horror very well.
And, you know, apparently, by all accounts, he was just, like, the nicest dude. Never blew up on it.
I mean, Grant, I barely watch any horror movies because I hate them, but...
I'm not a fan either.
But, you know, the scenes I did watch were always funny and interesting, so...
Although, speaking of horror movies, you did bring up one that you did want to see that I have no interest in seeing. The Visitors.
I only want to see it as a joke.
It looks so bad.
It's by M. Night Shyamalan.
Why do they still let this guy make movies?
Because, man, apparently it was cheap to make.
Did he do Richard Parker, Life of Pi? Was that him?
No, that was Ang Lee.
Okay, then why do we still let him make movies? Because every single movie he's made since Signs has just been like,
because one day he'll get his groove back.
I don't want him to get his groove back.
I watched The Happening. It was terrible.
But it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't as terrible as everyone said it was.
Did you ever see The Village?
No, I avoided that one.
I went in... Okay, well, spoilers.
No, I know what happens.
Okay. They're just like they live in oldie times in like a commune that's taking place in modern life. I went into that knowing that. Like, I thought, like, watching the trailers, I'm like, okay, so it's about these people that choose to live an Amish lifestyle, even though everybody... Like, that's how I went in there. Like, so when the big, plot twist came and, like, a truck hits her, I'm like, why is everybody shocked? That we went in knowing this. It was in the trailer.
You watch too much movies.
Oh, God, it was so bad. And so, this one, some kids go to stay with their grandparents, and the grandparents are all scary because old people are scary.
Old people scary.
Help me with my oven because I'm old and I just want to kill everybody.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was great.
Spoilers if you want to cover your ears, Tony.
I can't. Okay. Fuck it. I mean, screw it. Dang it.
Ring the bell.
Ring it.
Okay.
That's so good.
Despite, them constantly video chatting with their mom, the two grandparents they go to visit, not the real grandparents.
Yep.
Their grandparents apparently did couples counseling, and the people that are killed them and are now pretending to be grandparents.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because in this particular future, pictures don't exist. And despite the fact they're video chatting with their mom doesn't want to say hi.
Their mom just will not see them.
And their mom doesn't want to be like, hey, send me a picture of you guys doing things I used to love.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Oh, God, I really hope it does.
And how are you going to tell your kids to go to bed at 9:30 and then make noise?
That's another thing.
Keeping them awake.
Very specific, like, remember, bedtime's 9:30. You might not want to come out after then.
Yeah.
I already hate it. I already hate you, M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I'm out.
Did it, guys.
Go, let him direct Twin Pines. Actually, don't let him near that, because I want to be
good. Oh, you know, that reminds me. What's that one movie coming out with Loki in it?
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, basically. Scarlet Mansion or something like that.
I don't know. I really think they should call it Haunted Mansion and just slap a Disney sticker on it.
That
oh
is something.
Oh my god, I would shut up and take my money. That would be so great.
Crimson Peak. Got
Crimson
it.
Crimson Twin Peaks. Got it.
Crimson Twin Peaks. I'm going to watch that movie.
I might actually see it. It looks cool, and I like Loki. Yeah.
And the director is, what's his face? Pacific Rim.
Yeah, which I
Hellboy,
loved.
Etc.
It's funny because we were watching that, and my girlfriend hates scary movies too. And I'm like, "You want to go see that? Huh?" And she's like, "No, that looks scary." And I'm like, "Oh, come on, Loki's up to his old shenanigans again."
It's just Casper.
It's essentially Casper.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. To me.
We really we'll look it up. And we'll do it in depth, and we'll do a review without having seen it. And then we'll see the movie, and then we'll review.
Like, oh
it.
Oh my god!
Big screen to small screen. We got TV news, and we really need to get jingles for all of these. Okay, if we don't have jingles for these by the next podcast. Guys, we're gonna grab my guitar and we're just gonna strum out some stuff.
Okay.
Or bells. Because yes. Jingles.
Jingles.
TV news. We'll start out with the comic book stuff as usual. Simone Missick is cast playing Missy Knight in the new Luke Cage series on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Characteristics about her, she has a bionic arm. Mm-hmm. But not a bionic body, so she can't like lift cars or anything.
No, she's like the Winter Soldier.
She's got she has a very strong arm. But what I love about her is that she's a black woman in a comic book from the 70s that has nothing to do with drugs or gangs or pimps or down on her luck. She graduated at the top of her class.
Oh, great.
Just to emphasize how extremely excited I am, because the next casting news was Mahershala Ali was cast as Cornell Cottonmouth, who was a drug dealer turned pimp who has powers like Luke Cage.
I don't want to deal drugs. I want to pimp.
Because, you know, you can't be a black comic book character. Apparently, unless you're Misty Knight, you can't be a black comic book character from the 80s without having gotten into...
Yep.
So I'm going to watch it for Misty Knight now. That's why I'm going to watch this series. That's it. That's done. That's the casting news with that. I'm fine with it. Gotham 2. The sequel
the
to Gotham
2
1.
The Penguin.
Yes. I'd watch that. They're the Penguin Files. Gotham Season 2, they're kind of parentheses-ing it as Rise of the Villains.
Okay.
In this world gone mad. No. The Penguin is in charge of pretty much Gotham.
Alright, so you got Gotham.
That's
good. Penguin.
Bruce Wayne's exploring his father's office. I know they're trying to sound cryptic,
but
I can't imagine what he would find that would be like, this is going to help me be Batman. It's a stethoscope.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to find out how to crack a safe. I bet you he's going to take the stethoscope and crack a safe with it. Calling it now.
Alright.
Calling my shot.
Alright, we'll do that.
And they are leaning. They are shoving the Joker kid in our face. Did you see this?
I have not seen the Joker kid yet.
Okay, so last season we got introduced to a kid. He's troubled. He's in, like, you know, Blackgate, obviously, but it's like some mental institution / prison or what have you for kids that kill people.
All right, here we go.
He's a ginger kid, and, like, you know, it's like, oh, this kid might be the Joker. And this season, like, every other clip of him, he's laughing maniacally. He's played by Cameron Monaghan.
Cameron Monaghan.
And they are just steering into the curve.
All right.
What is steering into the swerve?
Swerving him into the curve?
Sure, we'll do that. I mean, if this kid isn't the Joker, I'll eat my hat. I will buy a hat and I'll eat it. And I don't even want him to be the Joker because it seems like a kid who saw Dark Knight is like, I'm going to play like I'm the Joker. Look how creepy I am. All right.
Well, that's what he's got to do, right? He's got to get started early.
Do your thing, bro. I'm not going to care. Oh, actually, going back to Luke Cage, Theo Rossi, he is cast as Herman Shades Alvarez.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
A pimp / drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Another person of color as a pimp /
I just wanted to make sure we're still on the same page.
Actually, his son in the comics becomes the second Power Man.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of
cool. All right.
And him and Luke Cage were friends, and they fell in love with the same girl, so he framed
Luke Cage?
Actually, no, I take that back. That's not him, because the guy who I'm talking about is their main villain. His name is Willie Stryker, and he was a gang member with Luke Cage. They fell in love with the same girl, so he framed Luke Cage, and that's why Luke Cage went to prison and got all the drugs tested on him to give him superpowers.
Yeah, unbreakable skin.
I'm not totally sure what they're going to do. I hope they may get the same William Stryker from the X-Men projects, the guy who likes to experiment on people. Mm-hmm. Kind of goes with the flow.
But
no? Kind of goes with the flow. He's experimenting on Luke Cage and later experiments on
okay,
people.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. See? There are tangible ties there. Not really, because it's all theory. Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a cartoon!
Yes!
I've been watching the vignettes for good past few, maybe a month now.
Uh-huh.
They're doing, like, all character stuff. They showed us how Rocket met Groot. I cried a little.
That's nice.
I cried a tiny bit.
I gotta catch up to these.
Check it out. I saw the first episode
last night. Is it CGI or is it cartoon?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
It's primarily 2D animation, but it's that Disney XD style.
Yeah.
So there's some floaty thingies. And, you know, it's all very smooth. Yeah. It's very polished.
Okay,
all
right.
They sound like them.
That's
kind of.
Cool. Is it so? Rocket is more Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
Rocket,
he's doing the Joe Pesci and not the Cockney, like, yeah. Oh, grenades.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Murdered.
Murdered. Pineapples. Pineapple surprise.
Oi, look at this dumb tree thing.
It's okay. They immediately started off with the cliffhanger. I liked it. It feels like they got the spirit of the showdown.
Is the first episode like everyone just gets introduced to each other?
No. They're already together.
Oh, they're already together.
They introduce, like, a new Infinity Stone, like, right off the bat. And they start talking about Peter Quill's father, Jason.
Oh, man, I hope it has to do with the movies and stuff.
How
awesome would that be?
It would be a cool tie-in. I wouldn't mind it. I'm going to keep watching it for obvious reasons that I'm obsessed with Guardians of the Galaxy. But also, it was pretty cool. I liked it. Arrow news.
You My jam.
You do. You like Arrow. And I like that you like Arrow because I still haven't seen it. The new Trader Joe's. The new trailer came out featuring a lot of stuff. He's living in the suburbs, and he's rocking the suburbs.
Yeah.
And
things aren't going to go well.
Things aren't going to go too well for him.
But wait.
The bad guy.
The bad guys.
From Street Fighter, Legend of Chun-Li.
Mexicans.
Now wants his city.
With tomatoes for guns.
Yeah. What? They showed a lot of characters. They showed Speedy. She's rocking her red outfit and stuff.
All right, yeah, Speedy, man. This is a real Speedy. Not Arsenal, but Speedy. Arsenal was the guy. You don't know who that is.
No, I do. He was Speedy first, and then he's just like, I'm not Speedy anymore.
Well, he's technically Speedy.
I am Arsenal.
But he's Arsenal.
I got a cool
name. But now Speedy was her nickname, and she's the real Speedy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Diggles gets a costume. It's not really a mask.
It's practical.
It's a helmet.
He looks like Magneto.
He looks like Magneto. That's all I have on this. I've written in my notes. Diggles looks like Magneto. I'm not even sure who Diggles is.
How awesome would that be if he had, like, control over metal somehow?
Just cause.
Yeah.
Just cause, like, hey, screw you guys.
Marvel gives him a call. Like, guys,
Not cool, guys.
You can't do this.
more DC TV news. DC TV! Tony Todd is cast as the voice of Dr. Zoom. Now, there's a whole thing about this where the last season of The Flash, the Reverse Flash, turned out to be, spoilers, the Throm, Ichabod Crane, whatever.
Harrison Wells, whatever.
And
H.G. Wells.
And so, you know, he got sucked into the Speed Force, once again, spoilers. And so I guess in this next season, they're saying it's not really like a guy in a suit, but like because he's in the time stream, he becomes one with the suit. So now he's just an ever-present voice.
Yeah.
Because that's great for TV. No, I'm sure it'll be great. They do an amazing job of that show.
They have a Flash Museum soon, guys.
Yeah, I would go to a Flash Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Morshower got cast as General Sam Lang in Supergirl.
Oh, cool.
Lana Lang, I'm assuming her dad.
That sounds about right.
I thought Lois Lane had a dad who was... Wasn't she an army brat?
Lois Lane's dad is also a general. So
okay,
maybe
I wrote a dad wrong. Maybe I wrote a dad. Anyway,
we might have failed.
Glenn Morshower, who's in Transformers, X-Men First Class, always playing military types, which, you know, rock on with your bad self.
Military stuff.
Itto Goldberg is going to be playing Dr. T.O. Mara. Sorry about that.
Goldberg from the wrestling?
I would watch that. I would actually watch that. No, that's the Red Tornado. If you're not familiar with it, he's like the Vision.
The first Vision. He actually came before Vision, I think. So.
Okay, fine. Vision is like the Red Tornado. He's like a cyborg. He can make Red Tornadoes, and he's super smart and all that.
Yeah.
All that junk. You know, we were talking about Arrow, and because we were talking about the Stephen Amell thing, this was going to be my segue into WWE news, but I really don't want to wait because I have it written down here. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't like that he wrestled a match.
Yeah, well, Stone Cold can go.
Okay, stop. Stop right there.
Do his own podcast.
Because he does have a podcast.
I know.
And I like it. And I listen to it when I run. Yeah, he's a big beef with celebrities getting in the ring in general because he thinks it like kind of cheapens the product, which I can get. I don't like when celebrities win. Like, Will, you know Will Sasso?
Yeah.
Every single time he's gotten in the ring, they're like, all right, do you want to do some moves? He's like, no, just beat me up.
Beat
the crap out of me. Because
hey, you know what? Though, I feel like Steve Austin is not giving Stephen Amell the credit he deserves for doing actual high-flying tricks.
You know, like, it was a good match.
Right?
So I'm on the fence here. I'm on the fence. I wouldn't mind it. I think they handled it well.
Yeah. If the actor didn't do much like Hugh Jackman's thing where he went in and punched him and then ran away, you know, fine. Or like Jon Stewart's one. Like, fine. Be mad about that.
I like that one.
That one was fun,
he
too.
He wasn't in a match.
But even then, that's like, you know, like, be mad about that. Like, Stephen Amell actually contributed to the match. Like, he didn't just stand there and, like, punch him once and then tag out.
He had a whole group of friends with him.
Yeah.
Speaking of group of friends, did you hear about the 90s Nicktoons movie?
Yes.
They're bringing, like, everybody
We're
in.
We're doing this.
Like,
I'm excited.
Ren and Stimpy, Angry Beavers. God. I think Fairly Odd Parents for some reason. I'm pretty sure it's two different times.
It's going to be like Looney Tunes.
It's going to be like the Avengers of Nicktoons.
Yes.
I'm in. I'll watch that.
I'm watching it.
Take my money.
I will even pay money for it to see with kids.
What do you...
No, there'll be no kids in that movie.
No, no, no. What do you think it's going to be about?
I think something's going to happen where they're all going to be turned into real life or something.
I'm going to say, like... They're going to show up to Nickelodeon Studios and everything's going to be SpongeBobbed out. And then Angry Beavers are going to be like,
SpongeBob,
remember when we were
guy?
On top? And so they like started like a retired Nicktoons union. It's like, heck no, we won't
what
go.
If
heck
what
no.
if it's like a side character from one of the shows? Like the Lego movie, you know? It's a side character from one of the shows and somehow he just gets transported into different dimensions of cartoons. And like he meets people and then like he gathers a force to fight.
It's the Orange Splat.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what the Orange Splat takes an amorphous blob shape.
And yeah,
like, I gotta go get all of these to help
they
stop
have to
the censor.
Fight something.
And the Ren and Stimpy universe is just like, that's when like, it's the movie's rated PG except for these 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and it's just really messed up. I'll watch it. Take all my money.
I'm doing
Take
it.
Take all of my
it's
money
happening.
Right now.
We're watching it.
Did you read anything this week? Did you read any comics?
No, I've been busy.
Okay. I read some comics. Do you mind if I?
Yes.
Okay, so there are three things really I want to touch on. First off, another sad condolence. The author and creator of Marmaduke is dead.
That's silly, dog.
Not for nothing, but, you know, it was about a Great Dane who just got on wacky adventures, but... Dude made bank on it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And he was, like, writing up until he died. So,
yeah,
good,
man,
good
Marmaduke.
For him. I mean, I...
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Marmaduke author.
Yeah. Good for you. I feel like after the Wes Craven thing, this is just kind of like, oh, yeah, and some guy. But, no, it is a tragedy. For the past few weeks, Marvel has been teasing this new Hulk image with a face blurted out.
Okay.
They're like, who is the new Hulk?
All right.
We're not going to tell you, but we're going to tell you it's one of the only South Korean people in the and the Marvel Universe.
Oh, cool.
Like, there are two people. There are two people in the Marvel Universe from there, and it's Amadeus Cho. Spoiler alert. All right. And, you know, his mom was in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
So.
She was the doctor.
Yeah, and he's called the Awesome Hulk. He likes being the Hulk.
I like that his name is Amadeus Cho. Like, it's just a cool name. Like, it's a really long first name and a really short last name.
I want to say there's another Amadeus in the DC universe who does, like, the same exact thing, but he builds giant robots and he's, like, a boy genius.
But you're really smart. If you get named Amadeus... If you get named Amadeus, you're going to be smart.
I helped you. Yes, exactly. You have to live up to your greatness. He rocks the faux hawk because that's what little boys
Gotta
do.
Be cool.
You know, right on. Rock on with your bad stuff. But the one thing that I really wanted to talk about was there's a comic that's been out for a little bit now. It's called Hank Johnson, Agent of Hydra.
All right.
It's written by Dave Mandel. You guys might know him from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, excuse me. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Really funny dude. And I was listening to like an interview with him from years ago. And someone's just like, what do you want to do? He goes, you know, eventually I just want to write a comic.
Here we go.
And somebody was like, oh, we could probably hook that up.
Yeah,
who do you want to write
that,
for? He goes, no, I don't want to write for anybody established. I just want to write for, like, henchman number three. And I've always been that guy who's just like, that's the story I want to hear. Just woke up, made some buttered toast, got on the subway, Spider-Man kicked me in the face. That's what this is about, and I love it. I absolutely like it.
Did you read Superior Foes of Spider-Man?
No.
You should.
Yeah?
If you want to read something like that.
Is it a lot of that?
It's a lot of... Yeah, what it is like a team-up of all the B-villains of Spider-Man. So, like, no one you know, maybe except for, like, Boomerang.
I like Boomerang.
And that's about it. Like, they all team up. I think Shocker is in it, too. But anyways, They're just going through their everyday life, talking about getting beat up by Spider-Man, and then doing something outside of the Spider-Man story.
In the DC universe,
it's pretty funny.
There's like a villains bar where all the villains go to hang
out.
I think they did a series on that. Very much the same. And
at the end of Superior Foes of Spider-Man, you'll like this. Your boy.
My boy?
What's his face? The guy who's straight edge in wrestling.
CM Punk.
CM Punk writes the closeout to the story. He writes like the epilogue.
I'll watch that.
So you...
I mean, you put CM Punk's name on anything and I'll enjoy it.
Now you want to watch it.
I do.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Call me a sheep if you want to. It works. They owe you money.
CM Punky.
Speaking of CM Punk, let me just get some of this wrestling news out of the way. I know I was talking last week saying I was going to do a lot of indie news. I have got to find some way to format that because I don't want to just be here reading out results of what happened in this past week. Granted, a lot of that's going to be right now in the WWE news. But I don't want that to be the entire segment. So I'm going to figure out a way to just get the juicy stuff. Maybe write it down as I go along and not do a week in review. That being said, kind of a slow week for wrestling.
Seems like it. I mean, it's the week after SummerSlam.
Raw, Ziggler beats Rusev, disqualification. I don't care. I love Dolph Ziggler, and I even like Rusev as a wrestler. I am so done with their little love triangle thing.
Do they hate each other?
No, well, Rusev's ex-girlfriend is now with Ziggler.
Is that
Lana, the Russian. The
ravishing Russian. She's with Ziggler now?
Yeah, she actually just broke her wrist. What? So we wish you a speedy recovery.
Isn't she like American in real life?
Yeah, she went to FSU. Go Florida! And so his new girlfriend's trying to mess up that relationship. It's all very single white female.
Yes.
I really don't care. I think they were looking for, like, at one point they showed Dolph Ziggler in the locker room and Rusev's girlfriend's trying to seduce it. It's weird. I don't really care. They did a Divas Beat the Clock Challenge, which ruined everything that the Divas have been working for. Also, once again, hashtag stop calling them Divas. It's incredibly insulting. They did a Beat the Clock thing where the new PCB...
Their initials. I don't know what that is.
Paige, Charlotte.
Oh, that's the submission group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The submission sorority.
Yeah.
Brazzers. Mm. They all had to defeat somebody, and whoever beat them quickest would be the number one contender for some reason. Becky Lynch defeated Alicia Fox, who I still don't know why Alicia Fox exists in the wrestling universe. Don't get me started on her. They literally said that, like,
Chandra won.
What?
Chandra won. It's Chandra, it's a redhead.
No. Yeah. Becky Lynch beat her in 3 minutes, 21 seconds. Then Charlotte defeats Brie Bella, former title holder, mind you, in 1 minute, 40 seconds.
Wow.
And then they had Paige versus Sasha Banks. And I like how they didn't have her beat the time. But, like, as soon as the clock ran out, Paige was just like, oh, I guess I don't have to wrestle you anymore. And Sasha Banks is like, yeah, peace, I'm out of here. And I'm just like, no, this is still a match. Sasha Banks at least still wants to win this match. This isn't a squash match, but I guess all things considered, they did it as well as they could. Kinda? I would also like to point out that Nikki Bella literally hasn't defended her title in 2 months.
They don't. You know what? That's not what's selling.
Because they're trying They're trying to break CM Punk's wife now, AJ Lee. They're trying to break her title streak, and so they're just. It's disgusting. I'm not. Ryback defeats the Big Show. Who cares? I really don't like Ryback. Everybody's on Big Show's ass to retire. I like the guy. He's still funny. He can still do his thing. He's still 7 feet. I do worry for him.
He's very large.
The only reason I want him to retire is just so he just doesn't burn himself out like Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
And, you know, let him be commentator or something.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm so bored of Ryback.
He could take over for Hulk Hogan.
I turned on the network, and it was a Night of Champions match from 2013, and Ryback comes in, and nothing has changed. She's still just annoying and ridiculous. Kevin Owens beat Cesaro. I don't know what they're doing with these two. Because I both want them to succeed. They're both amazing wrestlers. But they're pitting them against each other for some reason. And there's no stakes. There's none whatsoever. I really couldn't care less. Actually, there's a little bit of dirt. It's SmackDown. Not SmackDown. Raw should come on in about 20 minutes. I'll probably watch it later. There's a big thing going on with the Wyatt family. Because they just introduced their new guy, you know, Braun Strowman. Who... looks like Samwell Tarly from Game of Thrones on steroids. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
It's him and, you know, Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. So they got a three on. They want to do a 3-on-3 with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, but Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose don't have a third.
Aww.
But a disgruntled WWE employee wound up putting up a graphic with this guy named Baron Corbin. Now, he's in NXT, and nobody likes him.
Ooh, here we go.
He was a really great college football player. He played for the Arizona Cardinals, and he is a terrible, terrible wrestler. Okay. He's one of the most booed wrestlers I've ever seen on NXT. All right,
you have me going here.
So I really hope they see that and see everybody's being like, we don't want this, and change their ways. Speaking of NXT, there was the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Battle, not Battle Royal, tag team tournament that they're going through. Once again, Baron Corbin and Rhino, they were a tag team, and they beat Ascension. I don't like this outcome. Ascension was a dominant tag team for almost a year, and they just got squashed. Alexa Bliss defeats Blue Pants. I don't care. I like Blue Pants. I think she's semi-talented. I think this match could have been better, but there was no hype behind it. I would have liked some hype behind it.
Yep.
Then I would have cared.
Sure.
Apollo Crews, you know, Uha Nation. Ooh. Ha! He had a squash match. I don't care, because I like seeing him work. I'll watch him, you know, fight a panda if I need to, and I'll still root for him. The guy's amazing in the ring.
So is this all in one night?
This is two nights. Now we're on NXT Wednesday night. Yeah, I'm almost done. Eva Marie defeats us. Jobber, her name is Billie Kay. Billie Kay, just walked her, held her hand through the match and just made sure she looked okay. And you've never heard somebody get booed so bad.
Who is this?
Ava Marie. She's the star of Total Divas. Her hair is fire red. Really, really red. But can't wrestle to save her life.
I should start watching these diva things, maybe. No, probably not.
And Jason Jordan and Chad Gable defeat Solomon Crow and Neville. I don't know why they brought Neville back. There's a bunch of talent in the back. If they just wanted to squash him anyway, why not? And, apart from the Dudleys coming back, defeating New Day, and Seth Rollins...
What?
Oh, yeah, the Dudleys. They're defeating...
Dudleys?
They beat New Day, who...
Now you've caught my attention.
The New Day's coming into their own because they're allowed to be funny now. Okay. They're not preachers anymore. Right. They're just like, look at us, we're funny. And they're pulling jokes. They're coming out with trombones and tables covered in bubble wrap. And it's a really great old meets new, and I like it. I mentioned last week Sting came back and challenged Seth Rollins.
So I remember that.
He's working double duty at Night of Champions this month, and if anybody could do it, it's Seth Rollins.
That's the pay-per-view coming out this
month. Yeah. Okay. He's a workhorse, and I really want him to win both matches, but I doubt they'll let them. But that's me. Sorry, it was a long-winded rant.
It was a lot, but
I had to get it out.
I don't think mine's as long as yours.
I'm done. The match is over.
You really wanted to talk about those matches?
I did. I had to get the NXT stuff.
I know there's people out there. I know there's people out there that watch it. You know, I should too.
One day
I'll watch them.
Somebody's going to listen to that and be like, thank you.
No, yeah, that's
thank
why you're here.
Thank you, Grant.
He's here
I also
calls.
Share your opinion.
Yeah.
I have a puppy.
Yeah,
and then I'll get a puppy in the mail.
Anyway,
send me a puppy. Is pretty much what I'm saying.
my rant's not even a rant. It's more of excitement, but it's not even like that much, you know,
magic,
as they call it. There's a big tournament. People won. They get to go to the World Cup, World Magic Cup, which is like another big tournament where you're the best in the world and you play to win.
Much like Quidditch.
Yes. Oh my God! Exactly like Quidditch.
Like Quidditch. Also, magic stuff.
Yes. One interesting thing you might like to hear, that this company called Star City Games has these big tournaments every weekend.
Okay.
This one was a modern tournament. Modern is one of the formats of Magic. So this person made a deck that no one has seen in a while. It's called a Sliver's deck. A sliver is a creature type. It's these weird, they look like maybe a mixture of spiders and worms and crabs all mixed together. But then they also redid them, the art style, to make them look like the Predator a little bit, too. So, anyways, there are these really fun creature types where if one has a power, then the rest of them that share the creature type, so like all slivers get blah, 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 blah,
Do
blah.
They have legs?
Yes, some of them do.
Then they should be called scampers, not slithers.
Well, but they originally didn't have
legs.
Okay,
fair
enough.
Yeah. So, take that, evolution.
exactly. That's actually the base of the slivers deck.
Really?
Yeah. And so this deck did amazing because this guy just made a deck that was just ran train over most of the field and then finally lost in the quarterfinals. But it was great. It's a really fun deck. I want to show you it because I feel like if you were ever going to try playing Magic ever, this would be a deck you'd be very interested in looking at.
I'll give it a shot.
Because it's cool art with things that do stuff and that help each other and you don't even have to think that much.
That's most of my interest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Alright, well anyways, on to the new set, Battle for Zendikar, the Indiana Jones Adventureland that I tell you about every week.
Yeah!
It's getting better. There's new Planeswalkers, i.e. superhero Avenger type people. One is a merfolk, or a mermaid lady.
I was gonna say a merfolk.
It's a girl, merfolk, she has legs though. But she has powers
against.
Yeah, I mean they gotta walk. It's more, it's more reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
No judgment.
She has powers though. She has she can make giant octopuses or octopi.
Octopi.
She's pretty powerful. It's gonna be in Tanikura. And then we have a demon planeswalker who's gonna destroy things and kill people, and it's gonna be great. They're gonna be part of the story, and I'm excited because both cards look very tournament playable, and that's what I'm gonna do. Play them in tournaments. Another cool thing that's happening in that is the nostalgia. Nostalgia stuff is coming back. So these things called man lands, which are just like, you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, but they're lands that can turn into creatures and that win games, basically.
Kind of like Ents.
Yes.
Or the angels in that one movie, Noah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now we're playing with power. Yeah, okay. Anyways, so this is all part of the spoiler season, which is these next, like, 2 weeks. So if anyone here is at all interested in Magic, I recommend going to the website and looking up spoilers. And go to mythicspoiler.com. That's where they put them all together. You can see all the brand new cards with art, because that's what I do. There's lots of hype. You know how much... Okay, so the average... You know how much the average set is for this thing? Mm-hmm. Usually, like, it's about $80 to $90 for a box. So, like, a 36-pack booster box. But people are so hyped for the stuff that's being included in the set that no one is selling it for, like, under $100.
Really?
Like, they're pricing it up, and no one will give deals because it's like, well, why would I give a deal when I know I can just sell it because of just how much stuff is in the set. So it makes me sad, but also makes me say, like, cool, people are getting excited. It's going to be fun.
Where do you get all this stuff?
All the cards and stuff?
Yeah.
You get it from, like, your local card shops. I recommend going to, like, the Wizards website. You can look up Store Locator. I like saying Wizards Store Locator. Just do that.
Wizards Store Locator.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like a Toys R Us in it.
You can get it at Toys R Us, too. But it's usually more expensive.
We need
plus F the Toys R Us's and stuff.
What?
Like that.
No.
Big box stores.
We need to make a Toys R Us run.
We do, actually.
Because Force Friday just happened.
Which one?
Force Friday, all the new Star Wars toys.
Oh.
Did you see any of these?
No.
Are you serious?
You gotta show
me
these.
They've got a drone shaped like the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, cool.
The new robot that's like a soccer ball.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I've seen that one.
Yeah,
the robot is like a remote control ball thing.
Yeah, they
that
have one
so
that's
awesome.
Like $80. It's a remote control. Yeah. It's cheap plastic, but awesome. And then they have one that's $150. You control their smartphone, and it's voice activated.
That one looks amazing.
And I don't know how the head stays on top. I think it's black magic.
Black magic.
It's witch magic.
Yes. Anyway, so that's about it for my my thing. You know, not too much, but it's exciting. Anyway, so we got anything else to talk about?
Well, we actually forgot to do this last week, so we're going to do it now. We forgot to do the long shot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Long shot is a segment on the show where we pick something from everything we just talked about, and we think, it's going to be a long shot if that actually does good. You know what I'm saying?
So are we going for the obvious, or are we going for, like, something?
What's your obvious?
The visit.
What?
The visit.
Yep. Good night. But no, yeah. There's got to be something here. The flippers? No. Suicide Squad? No. Jungle Cruise?
Jungle Cruise is maybe. I'd say the Nicktoons cartoon maybe for me. If they can do it right, like, I'll be happy. If they can't, then I'm passing.
I'm gonna stick with the I'm already affiliating it with other bad Shyamalan movies. The Visit.
The Visit's too easy. Like, plus I know you were gonna do one of us had to do The Visit.
Okay.
The other one had to choose something else. Right?
Then I'm going to go.
No. You can choose The Visit. Or unless you want to choose something harder.
Let's do The Visit by default.
All right, we'll do Visit by
default. But you know, that's like saying, you know, who's gonna win, Muhammad Ali or one of these two toddlers?
Yes.
You have to go with Muhammad Ali by default. But if one of the toddlers happens to win. I'm going to go into wrestling moves and say this Eva Marie push that they're doing, it's awful. She has no skill. Sure, she's hot. Great. But, you know, when you have an entire arena filled with testosterone-pumped college guys saying you can't wrestle and booing her when, you know, she's dressed in almost nothing, you know that there's a problem.
I feel bad for them, for her.
I kind of do because I've seen her training with Brian Kendrick, and she's working really hard. But they're pushing her too hard.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not against her. I'm against whoever's pushing her into the spotlight.
Stop pushing her.
Yes, that is who I'm. The long shot is her push, not Eva Marie. I think she's a wonderful young lady.
Alrighty, well, that's about it.
That's
outro time.
This is our outro, isn't it so cool?
Goodbye.
Danger Bros.